Well, it's August, and if you are a parent, then you know some of your kids may have already gone back to school or are about to go back to school. And you know what that means. It's time to get them ready to do homework. Oh, the dreaded word, homework. I know. Oh my gosh. My kids like to do homework in a variety of different places around the house. Sometimes they like to sit in the kitchen. Other times they want to be locked away in a room. So that's why I want to help you parents now to get in the mindset and get a homework study area set up for them before school starts. Hopefully it hasn't started yet, or maybe they haven't had very much homework yet, and this is a chance to get started. So let's get into finding and creating a homework study area in this episode. Welcome to the Creative Home Podcast, where we talk about home staging, moving, decorating, or updating your home decor. This podcast is perfect for homeowners and realtors who want real advice that works. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. I'm a home stager and decorator for homeowners and real estate agents who just don't know where to get started on staging or decorating their home and want to eliminate the guesswork on arranging your furniture, picking colors, and knowing what works best for you. And it's my goal through these episodes to answer those home staging, moving, and decorating questions to help you through each step of the process so that you can see results and move into the next phase in your home life. Even if you have time constraints, a tight budget, or your kids are running around making you crazy, if you are ready to learn about how to make your life easier, then you've come to the right place. I can't wait to help you get started. Okay, welcome to the Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. Thank you so much for listening. And I am trying to start a new thing with my podcast where you can now see me on YouTube. If you go to my YouTube channel, Blue Diamond Staging and Design, you'll see me talking to you into the camera. But if you're not and you just want to listen to the audio, that's fine. There won't be any difference there, but you'll still hear me. So, yay. So, you may see me looking down at my notes or whatever, or not looking at the camera directly. But if you're listening on audio, it doesn't really matter. You'll be fine, right? Okay, so let's get back to the topic of a homework study area. Okay, so my kids still have a few weeks before school starts, and we've already done some school supply shopping. Now, I'm not trying to guilt you into anything if you haven't done that yet, but they're already ready. They are, but there aren't, you know? So they're excited to see their friends, and do all that. But yeah, it's just one of the things you got to get done, right? So I'm not trying to guilt you into anything, but this is just a gentle reminder to get you into that mindset of getting ready for school and getting your kids ready for school. So in this week's episode, I want to remind you of the homework areas. And we created one back for what was sixth grader last spring, because I realized that what she was doing was just not conducive for getting work done timely. She was distracted. She was laying on her bed writing, notes and journals and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to work. So we ended up finding her a desk that we got, put it in a different room, not in her bedroom, and got her a chair and got her set up. So it turned out that worked out nicely for my college student who came home for the summer, because then she took some summer classes online, and that was a great space for her to, do her work, close the door, and get stuff done, right? So let's talk about some ideas on how to create a homework area and where you can take a look, right? And it really depends on the age of your child. And it's going to be different for each child, whether that's the age or even just the way their brain works, right? How they prefer to get things done. Do they need noise? Do they not? Do they need help? Do they not? Some of them, when they're younger, especially, can sit at the kitchen island because all they have is a little worksheet, and they have to color in some things. And, it's like they can be there when you're, maybe getting dinner ready or doing things around them, right? And then that way, you're nearby when they can ask a question of, how do I spell this again? Or what do I have to do here? You know what I mean? So, yeah. So, the kitchen island, dining room table, maybe if you have a dining room that you don't use very often, an eat-in kitchen table, maybe that's something that works for you and your kids, because they need that somebody to be around them, right? And that's perfectly fine. That's again up to them. That works best for them, right? As they get older, they may need a little more privacy and more space and just some peace and quiet, maybe. But again, it depends on the child, right? So you might want to consider the bedroom, putting a desk in the bedroom. You might also want to think about maybe finding if you have a bonus room, right? Like over the garage or something like that, or a different, or maybe another room that you just don't use very often. Maybe it's your home office, you know, that if you have a home office, then maybe they can kind of sit off to the side or sit at your desk. You know, that may be something, right? If you have a basement, that's a possible area. I know houses in North Carolina, at least in the middle part of North Carolina, don't normally have basements. We have crawl spaces. Yeah, that doesn't count. but in other previous houses we've had basements, and that's a great space because it's quiet, it's downstairs, it's away from all the noise from everybody else. So that may be something you may want to consider, is setting up a homework area in the basement, or a storage room. Yeah, you're thinking, wait, what? We had in our basement, we had a rec room and a playroom and a wet bar area and things like that. That's not quite conducive for homework, but we had a storage area that had a door that you could close. So in this area, that's where we kind of set up the desk and a chair and, you know, and things like that for the homework working area, right? So that may be something. Just take off a little space. In another room, we had the storage where we had like luggage and boxes and things like that stuck tucked away in there. And then we found a corner in that room to put a desk and a chair, you know? So again, up to you, figure out what works best for you, and your child, what is it that they need, right? So those are just some rooms to consider for a homework study area. I'm going to interrupt this episode to say that this is sponsored by How to Start Staging Your Home Now. If you are moving soon and you don't know how to get your home to look good in those MLS photos, let me help you. I started a free guide that gets you started on what you can do to stage your home now. It focuses on what really matters without wasting your time. You know what I mean? I like to get straight to the point and show you exactly what you need to do. You will learn how to influence buyers, know what home improvements you should do, and 10 staging tips to get you started. So check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes below so that you can download it for free today. Now, let's get back to the study space and what you can do or what you would need in that study space. So obviously, a desk, right? They need a flat surface to work on, right? A comfy but sturdy chair. Now, for me, if you were watching the video, you can see me kind of swiveling in my chair, right? It has a high back, may have some lumbar support. So something comfy maybe for them to sit on, that you know, that they can use to, maybe they need to fidget, right? Maybe they need to swivel while they're doing their homework. You know what I mean? So think about the chair and what kind of chair they can get, right? School supplies, things like, you know, paper, pens, highlighters, maybe get them something like with like, you know, a cup. I'm showing this in the video. You can see I have a whole bunch of pens and pencils in there, highlighters, you know, something that can go on the desk that won't take up too much space. You could put it in a basket, a box, right? Maybe you have a cabinet nearby that they can kind of store those types of things away, right? In that study space, you might want to consider the lighting in there. Is it bright enough? Is it too dark? Are there windows? You know, maybe they need an extra light in there, maybe a desk lamp or a floor lamp or something like that. It really depends on the space. So take a look at what the lighting looks like. Maybe just a fun rug or something just to kind of make it their own. You know what I mean? Right. So something like that, just to kind of, you know, show off the, hey, this is your space. This is your area. Maybe a fun poster, a calendar, you know, maybe a planner. My kids like a white board, that they can write notes on. So they can reminders, hey, a quiz, you know, study for this chapter. Don't forget this chapter, whatever it is. Right. So those types of things to hang around in that study space. Definitely if they have a computer, because some of the kids now, that's how they do the homework, is all on the computer. When they're younger, they have the worksheets. When they get older, they have computers. So make sure there's an outlet that they can use. Maybe they need a power strip, right? So those types of things are things that you can think about when it comes to picking your study space. Okay. Now, once you find your homework area, where do you find the stuff to put in it, right? You know what I mean? So for me, I always try and go thrifting if I can. That desk that we got for our now seventh grader, I went to the Restore, Habitat for Humanity. You know, maybe you have a Goodwill or another thrift store that you can take a look at furniture pieces that they have. And I got that desk for $25. Not too bad. It has a single drawer, nothing fancy, not like the side thing, you know, where you have like a deep drawer. It doesn't need to be. It really just needs to be a flat surface for them to work on. You can get one with a hutch if you want. Again, depends on your budget, depends on what it is you're looking for. Ask your child, you know, hey, do you want, you know, space to do stuff? Maybe they, you know, they don't know quite yet what they're going to need, but you know, at least a desk, right? But the chair you can also find thrifting. You can look at Facebook Marketplace and other places like that. Look at garage sales, maybe if there's, you know, those are prominent in your neighborhood. You know, so just take a look around, see what people have, right? And then obviously you can look online for things like a whiteboard or a calendar, a planner, you know, the supplies that you're going to need. You're going to buy the school supplies, right? So kind of think about what else you would need for that homework study area. So I hope this has given you some ideas to kind of get you ready if you don't have a homework study area set up for your child yet, just yet, or maybe you haven't had to have one yet, but now you're realizing, oh, they've got more homework now. They need to sit and actually do stuff, and not, you know, be distracted by too many things, right? So this is just a great way to get your mind going. I hope your parents have now some ideas. Make it fun. Have your child kind of help you out there a little bit. And I hope this will help you guys get ready for the school year. So at the end of this episode, I would appreciate if you could answer a few questions on my poll. If you are listening to the podcast, you'll see it right at the end on YouTube. You probably won't. I don't know. We'll see if we can figure that part out. But I'm trying some new things, just like I'm trying with my podcast and putting this on my YouTube channel. You can see me two different ways. You'll see me on YouTube, or you can listen into my audio on my podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. So I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Creative Home Podcast. This podcast gives me a chance to help you with staging, moving, and decorating. So I hope you come back and listen for more tips. If you have a question or have a suggestion on what I should cover on a future episode, let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can DM me on Instagram at Blue Diamond Staging and Design, or email me at Kasha, KASSAMIA, at bluediamondstaging.com.